And it's time now to welcome back Paul Franzen from NapaLife.com. Paul joins us weekly to talk about what's making news in the worlds of food and wine and entertainment and culture and hospitality and tourism, all kinds of stuff. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, and welcome back from London.
Thank you. Here we are, pip, pip, cheerio, ready to talk about what's in the news. You got a couple of breaking stories this
week. There's actually, it's been sort of quiet in the food and all front, but there's quite a few things this week. Well, the first one is not even about food. It's that we finally found out what's going to happen to the Orchard Supply Place. I was hoping that Zeller's Ace Hardware would take over because they're going to lose their space, and it's my favorite hardware store. It's close to where I live. But anyway, so a company from the Midwest called, which has a fancy name of Central Network Retail Group, which has a whole bunch of chains around the country, is taking over, and they're going to call it Outdoor Supply Hardware. And it should be opening in the fall. It's good for everybody except for Zeller's, obviously.
A little bit like the place on Jefferson that became Radio Shark.
Yes, I saw that.
A little bit like that.
And then to get a little bit more into the food area, the downtown merchants in First Street Napa are starting up something that's sort of like Chef's Market. They call it Locals Night Out. It's going to be Wednesday, and it's going to be inside First Street Napa. It won't be out on the street where it'll disrupt everything. But it's going to have a maker's market of 40 vendors, but it's going to have food and wine and entertainment, everything. And I think a lot of people sort of miss Chef's Market, and so it'll be nice to have that back.
Yeah, good old Chef's Market. I remember back in the early days, it was like a Chamber of Commerce meeting down there, and you'd have all the regulars from town would come to Chef's Market. And then over passage of time, it kind of transmogrified into something different.
Yeah, in fact, it wasn't local businesses. That's one thing that bothered me. In fact, the wine they were selling there was all cheap stuff from the Central Valley and Napa Valley, which made no sense to me.
Right.
In other news, we finally have a name for the restaurant that's going to go in the old Fajani's building. And it's going to be called Avow, A-V-O-W, strange name. But anyway, the place is owned by Joe Wagner, who has a big wine company called Copper Cane. He sold Meiomi and made a bundle off that. And it's going to be a restaurant and a tasting bar and a bar. So we don't know when it's going to be going to open. They're not telling anything, but it's good to have a name for it at least.
Mm-hmm. And the tile is gone.
The tile is gone. And they put windows the way it was to start with. Mm-hmm. It's, I think, much more attractive. It looked to me like an old bathroom with that tile.
There was such a controversy about the tile first time around.
Yeah.
Right?
People wanted to keep it for some reason. Yeah. I don't know why.
Memories.
Yeah. Well, it looks much nicer now, and it's got big windows, and you can see in there. But I don't know when it's going to open.
It's an odd little space. I hope they come out better somehow. I mean, it's not an easy space.
No, it isn't. But I think that the people who did the last restaurants there, who came from New York, had a bit of an attitude like, we're from New York, and you rubes, we're going to teach you how to do things right. And they didn't.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to Napa.
Yes, that's happened more than once. Mm-hmm. Wine, we'll remember that City Winery had the same experience. Mm-hmm. In some other news, it has very little to do with food, but the movie Wine Country is everywhere.
And you saw it.
I saw it, and it's pleasant fluff, and it's no sideways. It's not going to trash Napa Cabernet or anything, but it's certainly worth going to. It's up to the Cameo, and it'll be on Netflix. And, it's sort of a girl's trip away, but it's not gross. There's not really disgusting stuff like in some of those.
Not Bridesmaids. No. Bridesmaids was pretty gross, but also very funny.
Yeah.
Did you think it was worth your time?
Oh yeah, I definitely do. It's fun. And of course, for anybody who lives in Napa Valley, certainly anyone who works in the wine business, you've got to see it. I mean, they make a little bit of soft fun of the people, the pretentious people who work in tasting rooms, and the guy who makes the paella for the women is a takeoff on Gerard over in Sonoma, who does that around here all the time. So it's definitely worth seeing. And it'll be on for about a week at the Cameo, and get to it before it's too late. It's a small theater, so make sure you get there.
And, of course, it premieres on Netflix tomorrow.
So, yes, right. Yeah. I must admit, I like seeing it in the real movie, but it's certainly something that works well on a small screen. It's not like, you know, Lawrence of Arabia or Gone with the Wind. Some other news, the Four Seasons Calistoga has given an opening date of November, and I'm curious because Calistoga outlaws chains, and yet they're calling it Four Seasons now in their promotional stuff. For a while, they were tiptoeing around and calling it different names, Silver Rose, the old name, and stuff like that. So I'll be curious to see there. Something interesting is it'll be the only winery, because there'll be a winery there in Napa Valley, that has a hotel, because it's not in the unincorporated area, but in the city of Calistoga. Hmm. Some other quick news here. I just went blank on something that I wanted to mention. Oh, yeah, Southside Cafe. They've got it. It'll probably open next month in the South Napa Century Center. That's, of course, related to the one over here on West Side, plus the one in Yountville. And everybody's anxious there. It's going to be right next door almost to the new KVON, KVYN studios. Mm-hmm. And I think it'll be very popular, particularly on Tuesday and Saturday during the farmer's market, because people can go over there then. And speaking of the farmer's market, I hope everybody will go to the farmer's market on Tuesday. It's sort of quiet over there, and the vendors are pretty depressed about it. And they have lots of good things. I know that the real tomatoes are not in, but they have hothouse tomatoes that are not bad, and they have plenty of other things. Something interesting has nothing to do with food or anything like that, is that the SMART train over in Sonoma has done a study of how they could get from Sonoma to the Central Valley. All the way to Central Valley, but to Fairfield and Sassoon, where they could connect with Amtrak.
To the corridor.
Corridor, and it would go through South Napa. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't go through the city of Napa, but through, you know, Napa Junction. I think it's not going to happen while I'm around. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, those things have a long arc of time. You know, the original concept for the wine train used some of that track, right? Alvin Lieblock was thinking about that span that's still extant from, you know, essentially the 101 corridor, the train track that comes right through southern Napa.
I understand from old Vince DeDomenico, who owned it after that he went to the county and they said they didn't want the train to carry passengers because it would bring in visitors and commuters. And we didn't want any of those people. And now I think it's going to be very difficult and very expensive, but I believe it will happen, but maybe not when I'm aware of it.
Long time frame.
Yeah.
All right. What else is in the news this week?
Well, Sunday is Mother's Day, mm-hmm. and if you want to go out, you better make sure you have a reservation, buddy, because it's going to be tough. That's the biggest year, biggest day of the year for most restaurants, and almost everybody is doing something special other than maybe McDonald's. And this is the weekend of the Calistoga Art and Wine Festival. It's mostly at Solage, but it's around, and always fun to go to those things. And, of course, it's only a week or two away from Bottle Rock, and then the week after that is the auction Napa Valley. So this is going to be one busy month coming up for all of us.
Boy, it makes me want to just hibernate.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I know of people who leave town for Bottle Rock and others who rent out their house illegally, of course.
Yeah.
And the Hall Cabernet Cook-Off has passed donating $1 million after 10 years.
Wow.
And each year they have both the chefs, they have chefs cook, and both some professional judges and the individuals who attend vote on people. And they pick two different people. I don't remember who were the – oh, yeah. Mark Doman of One Market Street was chosen by the professionals, and they gave the money to Calabria Care. Mm-hmm. And the people's choice was from Intercontinental Mark Hopkins in San Francisco.
Okay.
The last weekend was the 30th anniversary of Stag Sleep District, and they had a nice little party there all weekend long. I went to a function at Stag Sleep Winery, and you can't go to those things too often, but they are fun to go to. And some great wines and food and some old wines that actually were a little bit bready. You know, they stinked a little bit. Mm-hmm. I know some people like that, but that ain't me. And Hess Vineyards or Hess Wine Estates, has bought a vineyard in Pope Valley to expand. They've now got 650 acres in Napa County,
wow,
which is a lot of land. Mm-hmm. You know, the biggest holder, I think, is Laird, which has 2,000. Andy Beckstoffer has about 1,000. But that's a lot of land when you think of how much land in Napa County counts, mm-hmm, even if it's in Pope Valley.
Mm-hmm. Is all that vineyard land going into the Hess label?
No, they're continuing to sell a lot of it to other people. I think over time they will take more and more. Hess is expanding into some different types of wine, a little bit less expensive and, mm-hmm, and more expensive. It's sort of like when Gallo bought Stagecoach. Everybody was very nervous because they thought that all those grapes would soon end up in Gallo wine, and these other wineries would not have a source because Stagecoach was selling to 90 different wineries. But that hasn't happened. Gallo continues to sell the grapes to other people. I mean, over time, they'll probably use more and more of them. But don't forget, they also have a lot of land over in Pope Valley, and they also have 1,300 acres up in Lake County of good Cabernet and other grapes, and they have bought 600 acres in Suisun Valley, which are a lot cheaper than Napa, but frankly make very good wine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been increasingly impressed by wines from Green Valley, Suisun, those areas over the Eastern Hill.
Oh, yeah.
There's some good product coming out of there.
It's a pretty place to visit, too. It's so different from here. Mm-hmm. I know some of the people over there were doing illegal tastings, and the county has been going after them. They've been going after everybody who's been doing more than their permits allow, and it's a very interesting. I think about 49 different companies have applied for forgiveness of one type or another.
Saw that story, and that's just a small drop in the bucket, though, it seems, of all the people who probably are out of compliance.
Oh, yeah. I had a friend who was working for the DA's office busting these people, and she was a former police officer, and she hated doing it because she had to basically lie, you know, and call up and she did two things mostly, Airbnb type situations, mm-hmm, and in wineries that were doing things she weren't supposed to, and she finally quit. She couldn't take it. And of course, the big thing this weekend, I'm finally going to get to see your play, Rapture, Blister, Burn.
Ah, yes.
My daughter, who is the president of the one of the local community theater companies down in San Jose called City Lights.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is going to come up, and so they've done that, so she's looking forward to comparing it with her production, which I'm sure yours will be better.
Which night are you coming?
Saturday.
All right. I hope I will be there. I would like to hear her opinion after the show.
Oh, good.
It's Pay What You Can night tonight, by the way, folks, Rapture, Blister, Burn.
I've already paid.
That's okay. We'll accept your money. And what else? We got about 2 minutes left.
Well, there's the usual fun stuff. Today, the Napa Valley College Winery is having a sort of a festival. They're going to pour wine and have it for sale from 3 to 7 tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, that's tomorrow, Friday.
This is still Saturday.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is still Thursday. I'm not used to getting up this early in the morning. and let's see, what else? There's DeRosa Days this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That's on Saturday. Great fun. A lot of things going on there. And I'm looking quickly through my newsletter here.
I'm kind of feeling like if you can't find something to do around Napa this time of year, you're not even trying.
When I first started Napa Life, it was 4 pages.
Mm-hmm.
This one is 30.
Wow.
And one interesting thing is the food news has dropped off a little bit. We aren't having as many restaurants opening, but the entertainment and the arts has just exploded.
Mm-hmm.
La Strada, which is a benefit for New Tech High School, which both of my grandkids attend, is having a chalk painting during the day at the school,
mm-hmm,
and then a benefit at the Whetstone Winery that night. I'm going to that for about an hour before I come over to see the play.
All right.
And, well, you know, that's most
that's
of what's
it.
Going on.
Yeah. All right. NapaLife.com is a website to go to find out about Paul's newsletter. You can be a subscriber and get that 30 pages, mm-hmm, at the start of the week and tell you everything that's coming up as the week goes on and for the weekend ahead. And, of course, all the special events, the lists of happy hours and holiday dinners and
Corkages.
Very comprehensive. Corkages, yeah. Paul Franzen, thank you for being here once again.
Good. Thank you.
And time for a break.